Then, and that was Leonard Cohen, Hallelujah. My name is John Scott. We've got Christina here in the studio. That's about it for us.
Yes.
Underground Radio winding up. So call now or wait for Sam. Call now and pledge at 768-4008. That's 1-800-768-4008.
Actually, it's 1-860-768-4008, and it's 1-800-444-9984.
Yes, what she said.
Also, Carrie Ann is not in tonight.
Yes, but Sam said he was Carrie Ann. We've got Sam. Yes. Okay. All right. Sam will be up at 3. He'll be here till 6. The All Night Show with Sam. You've been listening to Underground Radio with myself, John Scott, and my sometimes co-host, Christina. So call and help out with the fall fundraiser. Yeah, we're doing good so far. I'd like to thank everybody for so generously supporting this show, Underground Radio. So I'll do that. Thank you all for generously supporting Underground Radio.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, we raised money beyond what I expected.
Yes.
It was in the 3 digits. That's like if you hold down your thumb and one finger, like, I think that means over $100.
Yes.
Yes. So, thank you all once again. And call up Sam, pledge your support. We are WWUH West Hartford 91.3 on your FM dial. Have a good night and a good week. I had some Nick Hornsby. You want me to put that on or you want to?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to leave you with some Nick Hornsby. And we should be listening to this next week on Underground Radio with Bob Dylan. And,
new Bob Dylan.
And also, what's his name there? Rex Fowler, formerly of Aztec Two-Step, covering
yes.
John Lennon. So, anyway, good night. Have a good night and a good week. Like I just said, stay tuned for Sam.
Woke up this morning, what do I see? 3,000 cameras pointed at me. Dude says you leave, I'm like, yes, that's me, sir. Well, you just knocked up the VP nominee's daughter. So I tell him no, you got it wrong, mister. Already got a girl, and her name's Bristol. They all laugh and say, where you been, sonny? Your mother-in-law's a heartbeat from the presidency. So I say, mother-in-law, no. Just announced it, I get on my dirt bike and ride to my girls. I'm gonna lay down the law, tell her what's going on. I'm a fucking redneck, I live to hang out with the boys, play some hockey, do some fishing and kill some moose. I like to shoot the shit, do some chilling, I guess. You fuck with me and I kick your ass. Turns out we don't believe in abortion, and sex outside marriage is against our religion. And when I try to tell my 18 years old, they say, Levi, it's too late, you gotta do as you're told. I say, I'm gonna lay down the law and tell her what's
thank you, thank you.
From Nick Hornby and Ben Folds, Lonely Avenue, their latest. We heard three tracks there coming out of John Scott's Underground Radio. Gothic Blimp Works on a Friday, overnight to Saturday. Levi Johnston's Blues, Doc Pumas, and Your Dogs. Tune to WWUH FM 91.3 West Hartford, Connecticut. We are a community service of the University of Hartford, and we also simulcast portions of our broadcast day at WAPJ 89.9 and 105.1 Torrington, Connecticut, WWEB 89.9 Wallingford, Connecticut, and WDJW 89.7 Summers, Connecticut. Worldwide, WWUH.org in real time. It's the Friday All Night Show, and I'm Sam Scazzari. I'm here with you until 6 o'clock. And we're in the midst of a fall fun drive with some great premiums. We have a goal of about $100 every 15 minutes. How's that goal for you? I'll tell you more about the premiums and things like that. This is UHFM.
your peel to flower. Join us, leave your cheese to sour. Join us, come and waste an hour or two. Do we do journey, journey to a spotting society, mystic and exotic. Journey through our anecdotic.
From the original cast recording of Pippin, Magic to Do. That was the well-known number of the production. Although, if you're into Stephen Schwartz, you probably know the rest of it. Stephen Schwartz wrote the music for that. Well, this is the Friday All Night Show, and here's what we do if you've just tuned in. First of all, I am not Carrie Anna. Carrie Anna and I switch off on this show every other week, but every so often, usually due to my schedule, we do some trilogies or 2 weeks in a row type of thing, and then the other one does the other 2 weeks. Her show is a little bit more progressive in the fact that she's a little bit more modern, although I try to do some modern stuff too, but she's pretty modern, and she doesn't talk as much as me, and that's okay, so we try to give you a little variety, and I've listened to her show, and I really like it. I really like the music she plays, and I don't know, when I listen to it, I rather envy it, because it's great, and I say, well, gee, I hope, you know, it's just as great on the other weeks. Nonetheless, she's got a great show. She'll be here next week from 3 until 6, and I strongly suggest if you like this show to try that show as well. It's called Punk Rock Cabaret. It's the every other Friday All Night show here at UHFM. And speaking of UHFM, we're a public station. We're supported by you. And we need you now for our fall fun drive. We're trying to raise $25,000. And in the past, you've been so good to us that we've met our goals. And we'd like to do that again. Now, for this program, we'd like to see $400 an hour. But we'll take what we can get, and we won't be disappointed. So you just do the best you can. As a matter of fact, I will also be pledging to this show. Mainly because one year they gave me a couple of CDs that were, like, really good. And we have some premiums. As John Scott's been telling you throughout his show, the $50 donation gets you a crew neck sweatshirt, $100 sustaining member, two sweatshirts, $150 sustaining member with WWUH jacket, and a $250 patron, three sweatshirts or a jacket. Premiums are our way to thank you, our listeners, for your donation to WWUH. And we do thank you. We wouldn't be here without you. You know, all of the radio stations on the dial have a purpose. And they all balance each other out. And we need to be here to do our purpose. And the way we do that is with public support. So we thank you in advance. 860-768-4008. If you've already made a pledge, we thank you for that. 860-768-4008. It rings here in the studio. I'll pick up. Be a little patient. I'm going to be switching CDs, and when we get into It's My Vinyl at 4 o'clock, be switching vinyl and things like that, but you work with me, and I'll work with you. So, this is the Friday All Night Show. Sam Scazzari here, and now a portion of the show at 5 a.m. features unsigned artists, and I'm going to give you a little advance on that. The new Kate Strong album is in. Kate Strong is a singer-songwriter from Nashville. I'm actually going to play a cover from her, though. She tends to do covers as well. And I think during the bandwagon, what we'll do is we'll play one of her originals. But for now, we're going to try one of her covers. The name of the new album is called Born to Love You. And you can find her at kate.com, K-A-Y-T-E.com. Kate Strong from Nashville. This is something from her latest album, Born to Love You.
When I was young, I listened to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played, I'd sing along. It made me smile. Those were such happy times, and not so long ago. How I'd wondered where they'd gone. But they're back again, just like a long lost friend. All the songs I love so well. Every sha-la-la-la, every whoa-whoa still shines. Every day seem rather sad. So much has changed. It was songs of love that I would sing to them, and I'd memorize each word. Those old melodies still sound so good to me as they melt the years away. Every sha-la-la-la, every whoa-whoa still shines. Every shing-a-ling-a-ling that they started to sing so fine. All my best memories come back clearly to me. Some can even make me cry just like before. It's yesterday once more.
Just a hit.
WUH, FM 91.3 Hartford, and WWUH.org.
We'll be right back.
from Paul McCartney, his album Good Evening, New York City, recorded live at Shea Stadium. Well, City Field, actually. He was the first, I believe, the first rock artist to play at City Field to celebrate. You know, he was also on stage with Billy Joel as one of the last concerts at Shea Stadium, going hand in hand with the Beatles at Shea Stadium. His version of A Day in the Life, kind of haunting to hear Paul sing about. I read the news today, oh boy. And then sort of a tribute to John with Give Peace a Chance, something I'm sure Paul stands for as well. You know, Give Peace a Chance was written at a time when the Beatles were still together, and with a few exceptions, everything that the two guys wrote were credited to Lennon McCartney, even if it was a solo project thing. It was like the first three or four songs. So for some reason, Give Peace a Chance is credited to Lennon McCartney, and I think McCartney cut a deal with Yoko where on McCartney's songs in the catalog, they reversed the order to McCartney-Lennon. And in trade for that, the Give Peace a Chance credits now only say John Lennon. And that's true. John wrote that song. Paul didn't write that song. But I think Paul believes it. And I think had the Beatles not broken up, that would have been a Beatles anthem as well as a Plastic Ono Band anthem. So who knows what would have happened? And then speaking of the Beatles, before that we had three tracks from the Beatles. We heard the A Hard Day's Night single with the A Hard Day's Night Anthology 1 version sandwiched in between the A side and the B side so I could make the flip and not have any dead air. So the way it went was A Hard Day's Night single, mono, the only way that was available on Capitol other than a single was in 1973 on the 1962 to 1966 album. Now, A Hard Day's Night soundtrack on United Artists Records also came out at the same time as a single, but after a few years that album was hard to find, and a stereo version was even harder to find. So that was only available in mono in the United States until 1973 on an album when it came out in stereo. Same for I Should Have Known Better, except it appeared on the Hey Jude compilation in 1970. I think it was February of 1970, and it was remixed for stereo by George Martin at that time. It was actually in stereo on the A Hard Day's Night album, and you'll find the soundtrack stereo mixes to be different than the Capitol mixes that came out over the years. For some reason, they remixed them differently for that album, in stereo, that is, and it's kind of unknown as to why United Artists did that. It may have had something to do with the film, but the film at the time, the Prince, the music in the Prince was in mono. So nobody knows why these things happen. You'll see someday a Beatles compilation coming out with all these oddities that, you know, be like rarities plus, you know. The Hard Day's Night soundtrack has a lot of material that was never issued on CD yet. The songs were, but the versions, the mixes were not. And there's just a couple other oddities out there that we haven't seen come to light yet on CD by the Beatles. So you'll see that. And of course, the Carnival of Light, everybody's waiting for that as well. That was the sound collage that basically Paul and John put together for a special event in Liverpool circa 1967. This is predates Revolution 9 by about a year, and it's kind of a 16-minute track, where Revolution 9 is an 8-minute track. We'll see what happens. And we started the set with Kate Strong, one of our bandwagon artists. She appears here often between the 5 and 6 o'clock hour when we feature unsigned artists. And she has a new album out called Born to Love You. And we heard her cover of Richard Carpenter's Yesterday Once More. I had previously said we're going to feature some of her own self-written material on the bandwagon coming up at 5 today. But as I examined the new album, she's put out a new album of all songs all by other writers. And that's kind of interesting. I'm going to have to find out what's up with that. CHFM, the Friday All Night Show. Sam Scazzari here with you until 6. Johnny Prickhoen at 6 with Polka Madness. You know, we're in the midst of a fall fun drive. And we have a great premium. We have a sweatshirt with the UH logo. It's 100% cotton. As John Scott said, it's not polyester jive, but it's 100% cotton. Pigment dyed for that relaxed, faded look. It's a smoke color, I like it better smoke because it doesn't look like that typical old gray hoodie thing. And don't be confused, it's not a hoodie, it's a sweatshirt. And it's got the WWUH sine wave logo on the left chest. You can get one of those with a $50 donation. Sustaining member at $100 receive two of those premium sweatshirts. And $150 gets you the UH jacket. Make your pledge, 860-768-4008. We have a goal of $400 an hour on the Friday All Night Show, and we're hoping for you to help us out. We thank you in advance. Premiums are our way to thank you, our listeners, for your donations to WWUH-FM.
what you want, and I tell you what you get away from me. You get away from me. Collected my belongings and I left the jail. Well, thanks for the time, had to think a spell. Had to think a while, had to think a while. The ocean breeze, salty, won't you carry it in your head, in your mouth, in your soul. And maybe we'll get lucky and we'll both grow old. Well, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I hope so. Well, that is that and this is this. You tell me what you want and I tell you what you get away from me. You get away from me. Collected my belongings and I left the jail. Well, thanks for the time, had to think a spell. Had to think a while, had to think a while. Tell me what you saw when I tell you what you missed when the ocean met the sky. You missed when time and life shook hands and said goodbye. When the earth folded in on itself. For your sake, I hope you're really in heaven. Are you really there? Well, I won't hold my breath. You wasted life, why wouldn't you waste death? You wasted life, why wouldn't you waste death? You want and I tell you what you get away from me. You get away from me. Collect my belongings and I left the jail. Well, thanks for the time, had to think a spell. Had to think a while, had to think a while.
Thank you for listening. It's our fall fund drive, and we're trying to raise $25,000. $25,000 USD. And we're going to do it. We're determined to do it. This show, we're trying to raise $400 an hour. You can now pledge online if you're bashful and don't want to call me. And frankly, it doesn't break my heart because I'm trying to play records and things. We're one of those shows that doesn't have the bank of phone call people in the back. And by the way, we still have some openings if you do want to volunteer. If you're in the Hartford area, you can make arrangements after 6 a.m. and come on in. We've got another day and a half of fundraising to do. You can now pledge online, though. Go to wwuh.org and you will find a secure online pledge form where you can give your donation via credit card without having to call. And, you know, frankly, that's what I would do. I would want to talk to some 2-bit overnight DJ. So give it a try. WWUH.org. Larry King would tell you, http://. While you are there, sign up for the new electronic WWUH program guide. We don't issue it in the mail anymore, as we are trying to support sustainable thinking and doing. So WWUH goes green with all electronic program guide. WWUH.org. That music beforehand, before there, the bluegrass stuff, was a band called Iron Horse. And if you like bluegrass music, tune in Saturdays 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. for UH Radio Bluegrass. It's a cross-section of traditional bluegrass, you know, the Bill Monroe and Flats and Scruggs and stuff like that, with the new modern stuff that's out now, which is just as authentic as the traditional. It's just from folks that make it now. It's recorded in stereo and stuff like that. So check it out. UH Radio Bluegrass, it's a good show. It's here from 9 until 1 right after Polka Madness, which is here at 6 a.m. This is the Friday All Night Show. I'm Sam Scazzari, and I'm here until 6 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, we'll have It's My Vinyl, so if you like analog recordings, hey, check it out. And here's an analog recording for a very special listener in the Rochester, New York area.
Control. my side, sit and stare at machines plugged to me, keeping score on the screen. Been here before in this band, I'm sure, and sheets bunching up in my hands, and I scream.
From an artist named Peter Walker, an album called Young Gravity. This gentleman is unsigned. The album came out in 2008 or 6. That's what happens when you can't read the small print. 2006. Candidate for bandwagon material, unsigned artist Peter Walker, and we heard a track called Young Gravity. The title track of the album. What do you think about that? Before that, Jealous Guy from the John Lennon Collection on vinyl. That was originally on Imagine. That was the, I think, track number 3 on side 1 of Imagine. It was the outcome of a Beatles song that never hit the light of day until Anthology 3 called Child of Nature. It was from the White Album sessions. It was written back during the India days, when the Beatles hung out in India for a few months and they had nothing but acoustic guitars. That's why the style of their music morphed, you know, coming out of Sgt. Pepper and into the White Album. All the songs were written on acoustic guitars. Well, not all of them, but you get the picture. It's 4:03 on the East Coast in the United States. We are WWUH FM 91.3 in Hartford, Connecticut. Simulcasting with WAPJ 89.9 and 105.1 in Torrington. WWEB 89.9 in Wallingford and WDJW 89.7 in Summers. And for those of you listening outside of the terrestrial 50-mile radius, you're hearing us on WWUH.org. And we thank you for that. We're in the midst of a fall fund drive, 1-860-768-4008 if you want to call and make a pledge. We have some premiums for you. We have a sweatshirt for $50 with the WWUH logo. And we have two for $100 and a sustaining member at $150 getting you a WWUH jacket. And then $250 takes the cake with three sweatshirts or a jacket. We'll take $25. We'll take $299. We really appreciate it. And the great thing is the only people paid here are the general manager. And believe me, these are stipends. These people don't make a living. But we do pay our general manager, and we may pay a part-time administrative assistant. The rest of us are all volunteer programmers. We don't even get free CDs or anything. But it's just a groove we all like to do. We like to do this broadcasting thing. And the fact that UH lets us do free form allows us to do something you just don't get to do on commercial radio. And we understand and hope and believe that you're enjoying it as well. We're going to fade out. Actually, we're not going to fade out. I'm going to take about a minute break, change some controls here, and then we're going to go into It's My Vinyl. It's My Vinyl usually starts at 4. We're running a little behind because I'm talking too much about the fun drive. So if you like us, make a pledge. If you don't want to call, feel free to do it online at WWUH.org. And stay tuned. 65 seconds away, or maybe 68 seconds, we'll have It's My Vinyl for you. We're going to be featuring one of the Warner Brothers Lost Leaders today. Hopefully you'll like that as well. Stay tuned.